Happy New Year's, everyone. It's January 2019 and let's kick this year's ass. Everyone is setting their New Year's resolutions. Everyone's setting high goals that they plan to achieve. They're going to be like, I'm going to the gym non-stop every single day. I'm going to make 100k this year. Well, that's bullshit. Because judging by the way you are handling yourself on a daily basis, don't lie to yourself. Steps at a time will ensure that you achieve it, and you're not taking those steps right now. So, this episode will be about something you can do every single day until January 2020. You'll look back and you'll see how your life has changed in a big, tremendous way. This episode will be about how to maintain your positivity. Everything you can do to keep yourself happy, your mental health amazing and perfect, and seeing the joys of life so that everything in the world can happen to you. This is the law of attraction. You're happy and everything in the world will be happy for you. You have to remember that the world doesn't happen to you. After this episode, you know, you're going to realize that the world happens for you. So let's get this episode started. So, this is episode 1, and, you know, I can't thank you guys so much. Just from my introduction, I've received so many messages from you, responding to my Ask a Question thread, and a lot of you have asked me lots and lots of questions. So, what I'm gonna do is, because there's so many, I'm gonna try to aim to answer at least 3 questions per episode. So if I get to your question, awesome, I'll shout you out with your permission, of course. If not, you know, there'll be a next episode and maybe I'll hit it in one of my topics. So, let's get this under wraps and let's get started. So, the first thing you can do about positivity. So, the problem a lot of people have is they have a really, really, really negative view on life. Everything that single happens, they're like, oh man, I'm having such a shit day, man. Don't know what to do. Why is life happening to me, bro? Like, I just don't understand. Well, listen, first of all, to the people like that, life is not happening to you, my friend. It's not. It's you. It's your own mind that's making you think all these irrational behaviors. If you're going to be thinking, oh, my life is shit nonstop, then guess what? Your life is going to be shit, isn't it? So, you know, to these people here, you really need to understand that whatever you perceive and whatever you believe is true, that's how you are going to have an outlook on life. Like, if you are all happy, if you are, life is amazing, I'm so grateful for everything. It's raining, oh my days, I'm so grateful. I'm still going to have a great day. I'm blessed. I'm walking. I'm breathing. I have a great family, friends. I'm so happy. Then guess what? The clouds are going to part, then sunny. You know why? Because you have a positive outlook on life. You've accepted the negatives in life, like, for example, rain or some shit like that, and you've turned it into a positive thing. Guess what? Your life is a step closer to becoming positive. Now, that is the first point, and this is backed by research, that you determine your reality. It's important to realize that you determine your reality by the way you react to the outside world. This is an article I'm just reading out. When something happens to you, you get to choose whether it's a positive or negative experience and react accordingly. Losing your job might be a disaster, or it might be the opportunity for a bigger and brighter things. You choose what it means to you. So, that's the first point. You determine your reality. And it's true. You know, many people have, you know, lost their jobs, or something tragic has happened to them. They've been in an accident or something. How you gotta look at life is, you know, I'm still breathing, I'm alive, I'm grateful. Maybe me losing my job is an opportunity for me to do something greater. Maybe I'm not supposed to be there. Maybe I'm supposed to start my own business and be my own boss. Next thing you know, you open your own business, start your own boss, become your own boss, I mean, and then, you know, you're running a multi-million pound dollar industry, then you're going to look back to that moment you lost your job and be like, oh God, I'm so grateful that I've lost my job, because if I did not lose my job, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And now I'm gonna go on to point two. So point number two, this is a simple one in how to becoming more positive for this year. And this is starting your day strong. This is building the foundation, guys. If you are not starting your day strong, if you are just, you know, getting up at whatever time, laying down in bed, go roll over, check your phone, and then you end up, you know, an hour's passed by and you're still chilling in bed. And then you get up and you feel all shit and sleazy or clumsy, and, you know, half your day's already gone, then you really think you're going to be positive for the remainder of the day after you've started your day off on that note? You're mistaken, my friend. So the most important thing on this whole list is starting your day strong, because this is the foundation, guys. This is the foundation. If you're starting your day strong, well, you know, successful people, how they do it, how they stay positive, they all say is they all create a positive morning ritual. This enforces how great life is and how happy you are to be alive. Waking up, imagine this, like, this is the time where after a whole, like, 8 hours, you've opened your eyes. It's a fresh start to the day. Everything that's happened yesterday, gone. You're not gonna relive it again. It's already time, you know, to start your new day. So how are you gonna write your day then, right? So positive rituals, I'll give an example, for example. So for me, I go up every day at 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. depending on what the next day involves. So what I do is, as soon as I get up, I'm like, okay, alarm goes off, my eyes open, and I'm thinking, oh shit, you know what, I might actually just stay in bed. No, don't do that. So there's something important that many successful people do. It's called the 5-second rule. So what you do is, as soon as you open your eyes, you just get up straight away. Like, it's, people say that, you know, after research, it says that you have 5 seconds before your brain talks you out of it. So if you are in bed, you know, thinking about getting up, and you leave it after 5 seconds, my friend, you are not going to get up at all. Like, your brain's going to talk you out of it. Another 5 more minutes. And that's where the snooze button comes in. So what you should do is just spring out of bed, you know, do your push-ups or something. You know, shout out to Andre for that one, by the way. He was the one that says, you know, get up and just jump into, just straight up into push-ups or something like that. If you're not lazy. Or drink a cold glass of water. Definitely do that. So after I do that, I get up, and first thing I do is, like, I literally have my, you know, cold glass of water, and then I grab my protein shake, grab it, and I'm outside the door, like, in like 20 minutes tops. Straight to the gym. I go straight to the gym, and when I come back, you know, then I can have like my healthy breakfast. I've just been all sweaty and stuff, so I'm gonna go take a shower, you know, listen to my favorite tracks. Or even when you wake up, you can bang out like your favorite you know, playlist, or just something to keep you in a positive mind, right? A lot of people say that, you know, you should meditate first thing in the morning, but for me personally, that doesn't work, because when I get up, I'm tired, it's shit, like I'm dazed, I don't know what's going on. And if I close my eyes to meditate, KO, night night, I'll see you in 3 hours. That's what's gonna happen. So just that positive start comes a long way. Now, when I'm on my way to the gym, what I do is, so I close my eyes. Well, not always close my eyes, but when I'm walking, what I do is I literally think, and I'm like, because I'm, you know, I think I'm a very positive person, I like to believe anyway. So I'll say, what am I grateful for today? And it's normally like 3 things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for that I've been chosen to have this kind of mentality, you know, by God. Like, you know what? Thank God so much that I've been blessed to have this kind of mentality. Two, I'm so thankful. I'm grateful for my parents, my family, my friends, you know, all the new people that have come into my lives. And then three, I'll be like, you know, if I can't think of anything, I'm grateful that, you know, I got up today morning. I'm grateful that I'm still alive. Yeah? And then it literally starts off your day on such a positive note that you're just going to be full of energy and, you know, your state of mind's at its all-time high. You're going to be smiling like a little lunatic on the way down. That's how you start your day off positive. And that'll go on to my next point, which is exercise is the natural feel-good drug. So, number three, exercise is the natural feel-good drug. Everyone knows, you know, this is like, this is true, bro. Like, how can you even debate this? Exercise is a great way to maintain your positive attitude, because literally all of the positive chemicals it releases into your bloodstream, it just makes you feel like you're on top of the world. I mean, like, you have to just, when you're exercising and you're feeling the pump, like, for all you guys out there, you know, that flex in the gym mirror, you're just like, yo, bro, I'm big, I'm just huge, I'm just gonna throw the gym because I can lift the gym. That's how you feel, literally, like feeling like Bruce Lee, feeling like Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, you girls, I'm without a doubt, I bet you feel the same. Like, checking your, you know, your curves out and everything. Like, exercise, if it doesn't make you feel positive, then there's something very, very wrong. Because how can something that's so good for you, you know, make you feel bad? It's true, like, even like if you just go for a walk in the fresh air in the morning. And guys, by the way, it's freezing at 5 in the morning. So, you know, you gotta wrap up. So when you get in that gym and it's all like, you know, the air conditioner's on, it feels all nice, hot, the heat is on and everything. And then you hit in the gym, you got the pump sweat, you walk out and, you know, you feel great. That's what I mean. Like, that's how you start your day, so positive. Then you'll be smiling for the rest of the day, knowing that you got one of the hardest things to do, which is exercising for like 30 minutes to an hour out the way, early in the morning as well. Like, you don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. if you don't want to. I only do that because I've got so many things on my plate. Like, I've got a business to run. I've got, you know, actual job. I've got all this and that. I've got this podcast to make. I've got my research to do. I only do that because, you know, I need more hours. That's it. But if you genuinely don't need that hour, you literally just want to feel positive, then start your day early. Like, it could literally just be half an hour earlier. But you're going to feel so amazing. That's the thing. So, you know, that's all I can say about exercise. Because I really can't tell you, because I can't, you know, do the exercise for you. You have to go out and do it yourself. And then you let me know how that's going to be. Yeah? That brings me on to point four, which is overloading your brain with positivity. Me personally, I use books, I use audiobooks, I use like videos, I use those motivational speeches. I look at pictures, it sounds corny as shit, but I look at pictures of like the happiest memories I have. So for example, I went to Ethiopia recently. I look at the pictures with me and my granddad because he's the person that makes me the happiest. You know, I look at pictures of my grandma, I look at pictures of my uncle, my nephews, I mean, like, my nieces, my cousins, everyone, like, because it brings me back to a time where I was, like, non-stop, not thinking about jack shit. I was just thinking about, you know, having such a good time with my family. So for me, my family is, you know, overloading my brain with positivity because it makes me smile. How, like, you owe it to yourself to make yourself happy. How dare you go on social media and look at some depressing ass shit. Like, you'll be looking at stuff like, you know, things that affect you on emotional levels. You'll be looking at people, you know, with, you know, Lamborghinis, all this and that, when you're dirt broke. Like, why are you looking at those things? It's cool to dream. If you're positive and you look at those things, it's different. Because if you're positive and you see someone driving a Lamborghini, you'll be like, oh shit, you know what? I like that color. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to get that color in the Lamborghini that I get when I can afford it. I didn't say if I can afford it. I said when. That's one thing about being positive. Never ever say if. I hate the word if, because it's such a not gonna happen kind of word. But when you say when, it tells your brain, you know what, it's just a matter of time before I get there. That's how you be positive, first of all. So you overloading your brain with positivity. Listen to motivational speeches. Listen to your favorite songs. Like, stay away from all that negative shit on the internet. The internet could be used for so much more, especially when it comes to making you happy. That leads me to point number 5. Your language shapes your thoughts. So number 5, and this is going to be the last one. This is your friends and family, and also the language you use. So your friends and family, you know, I know you can't change the people who you want to hang out with in terms of your family, because, you know, you're going to have, if you're lucky enough, you have your mom, your dad, you know, your brothers or sisters or whatever. Like, you can't change them. So what you can do is you can become closer with them. You know, if they don't make you happy, you know, build and work on that relationship. It's your job and responsibility to be happy in your own home. If you're not, then there's a serious problem. If you're falling out with your mom or dad, you know, fix the problem instead of making it worse. You know, just instead of saying, oh, my parents are controlling me and I need to move out this house, man. Stop. Literally just talk to them. Because, you know, the bond between a parent and their child is the most important thing. And you walking up to them and saying, look, I'm sorry for the way I've been behaving. I really want to work on our relationship. Let's do this. Then they're going to love you even more, do you know what I mean? But your friends, you can choose who your friends are. So I'll give you an example. You know, if you're with your friends and you say, like, look, I really need to study, man. Like, I need to do this, this, that. And your friends, yo, bro, just allow that, man. Just forget about that. Come on, let's go out. There's a party. Let's go. That's a negative person. Do you know what I mean? Because he's stopping you from being the best person that you can be. You really need to surround yourself with a circle of people who love and care for you as much as you care for them. And you need to be very, 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 like, stubborn. You need to be very stubborn in who is around your circle, who's around you, your energy, who's feeding you that energy. You cannot just be giving out your, you know, your time to random people, expecting, you know, oh, maybe, you know what, maybe they're not helping me out now, but maybe they soon. No, they're not. They're not going to help you out soon. People don't change like that. You literally are in charge of your own happiness. And if your friends are making you unhappy by doing stupid ass decisions or putting you down whenever you want to do something with your life, or, you know what, I want to drop out of uni because I've got this great business going and I know I can do it, I'm going to work on it nonstop. And then your friend goes, no, you're not. You're not going to do it. Like, stick the safe route. Like, stay with uni. Bro, I guarantee, like, you're going to fail in your business. Who the fuck do you think you are talking to me like that? Don't ever say that to me again. Because honestly, I will do what I say. If I say I'm going to be successful in business, I'm going to go be successful in business. It's none of your business into what I do with my time. Get those friends out of your life, man. They do not deserve you. Honestly, and stick around yourselves with people who are like wolves, you know, they know what they want. They're positive. You know, I'm gonna embarrass my friends, but I'm gonna shout out their names. Jason, Deepak. These are my two brothers. Literally, I you know, as corny as it sounds, I ride for my brothers, you know what I mean? Like, I've always got their backs no matter what. And I don't do this because, oh, they're just my friends or who I spend the most time with. No, it's not that. It's literally because I know they have the same mindset. They literally come up to me, they check on me, like, bro, are you okay? Like, how are you doing? Oh, you're not doing well on the test. Come on, man. Do better. Do better. That's all I hear from them. Do better, man. You know, don't embarrass me. Do better. That's the kind of friends you need. The people who keep pushing you, who've got your back no matter what. Like, with Jason, for example, I don't see him that much because he's in London. But, you know what? It doesn't matter. me and him, every time I see him, it could be like 3-6 months later, it doesn't matter, me and him are gonna vibe, you know, we're gonna be like, yo, you're my bro, we're gonna have a great time. And we're always gonna be checking on each other to see if we're doing well in the lives that we've told we're gonna be doing well in. Deepak on the hand, I see that guy every single day, man. Like, he's my business partner with Nomics. So, you know, it's mine and his role to keep our employees satisfied, happy, hungry every single day. And we have to do this for each other as well, because we're brothers. I've known this guy since I was like in year four, so do you know what I mean? You really need to be stubborn with who you are. So yeah, that's gonna be the end of this episode. You know, it's hopefully it's not that long. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to answer some of your questions. All right, 3 questions I said. So I'm gonna answer them really, really briefly and quickly, okay? This question is from David. I work with him, you know, at my job. So he said, people books who motivate me and inspire me to do the things I do now. Also people who I've learned the most from. So the people, you know, people first that motivate me the most are all the top billionaires. So all the people that, you know, have made their billions, like Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Richard Branson, all them guys, they're the people who motivate me, because they came from nothing and they've, you know, they've literally just like built empires. And okay, they're the people who've inspired me to do the things I want to do, especially Elon Musk, because he literally he grew up with nothing. People like Tony Robbins grew up with nothing, dirt poor, and now look at them, like they're millionaires, billionaires, all this and that. So the books, number one book that's motivated me is for example, there's a book I'm reading now and I love it. It's called Rich Dad Poor Dad. But the book that started it all is called Get Smart by Brian Tracy. He literally, that's the first self-help book I've read, and it's literally just changed my life. You know what I mean? People I learn from the most is actually, I do learn from people failures. So, you know, all those billionaires that have failed bad, like huge failures, like bankruptcy. I've learned from them, because they're showing the paving the path on what I should not do. Do you know what I mean? Okay. So next question is from my brother, Noba. He said, what does it mean to be truly rich? Some people see it as having lots of money and others see it as having lots of loved ones. What do you see it as? Okay. So what it means to be truly rich for me is to be happy. You can have $1 billion or pounds, like, you're not, if you're not happy at the end of the day, if you're having, you know, depressed thoughts, you know, you hate your life, then you're not rich. If you have a great family, on the other hand, who support your back, you're happy every day you're coming home, you have a great job you're loving, you know, then you're rich. But if you work on your mindset now, you can have both. You can be rich as fuck, and also you can be happy as hell, like at the same time. So that's what it means to me to be truly rich. And the last one is from Jay. He says, morning rituals, affirmations for a good day. So I've gone through this in my earlier in the video, I mean in the podcast. So it's literally wake up, you know, if you want, take a cold shower to wake you up, go to the gym, exercise. After that, on your way to the gym, you just, you know, you have positive affirmations. You tell yourself, I'm amazing. I'm great. You know what? I'm so blessed. Thank you, God, for making me this way. Thank you for blessing me with this mindset. This is the biggest blessing you've ever given me, this mindset. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for giving me this, because now I can do the things that other people only wish they can dream of. You know? So these are the 3 questions, and I'm going to go through some more questions later. This is the end of episode 1. I hope you've learned on how to become a little bit more positive. You know, I tried to show you as best as I can. So thank you so much, guys. And, you know, Happy New Year's.